If you are ready to feel more confident so that it's easier for you to handle challenges, make decisions, and just be happier in life so you can overcome your self-doubt, this is the episode for you. We are going to be talking about some insanely effective strategies that are going to boost your confidence so that you can have your own glow up and just feel so much better about yourself and your life. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness. If you'd like a little mini challenge to help you boost your confidence, grab the 21-day glow up challenge. I'll have it linked for you in the description. And what is a glow up? It's just whenever you have your own personal transformation, whether that's physical, mental, or both, but it is you becoming the best version of yourself and stepping into your power. So grab the 21-day glow up challenge if you are ready to go on a confidence boosting journey. Whenever I hear people talk about confidence, it's usually in the sense of a physical meaning, like you lack the confidence in your appearance. But I really like to focus on mental confidence because it can have such a huge impact on your life. If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to make the decisions that you know that you need to be making because you're going to be constantly doubting yourself. If you're doing the right thing, what if I do this wrong? What if I fail? And you are not going to live the life that you truly want to live and that you're truly meant to live. And so without confidence, you really limit your personal growth because it stops you from stepping out of your comfort zone. You're too afraid to try new things and you don't pursue your goals. You don't go after what you want to go after. And this really happens because you have low confidence in your ability to make decisions. You're not confident in yourself, in your decision-making skills. You're constantly second-guessing everything that you do, which makes it challenging for you to decide. So you just stay stuck in confusion. You don't make a decision, so you just stay stuck where you're at. And with confidence, that is going to help you be able to confidently make your decision so that you can start taking action. If you are ready to go all in, go after what it is you want to go after, make decisions with confidence, let's talk about these 5 insanely effective strategies that are going to help you. The first thing is to embrace micro challenges, which is why I've included the 21-day glow up challenge with this episode. You can set a small, achievable daily goal, and that will help you gradually build your confidence up over time. So whenever you set a goal, a small goal, and you accomplish that goal, that is proving to yourself that, wow, maybe I can do hard things. Maybe I can do this. I do know what I'm doing. And if you keep doing that over and over and over again, you can slowly build up your confidence where you are making decisions for yourself and you're confidently standing beside them and you are learning to trust your gut and follow your intuition. And another thing I love about micro challenges is that they are micro. They're super simple things that you can do. It's not like this huge time investment. It's not a huge energy investment. It's very simple, very small activities that fit into your daily routine. Strategy number 2 to boost your confidence is to have a success jar. What this means is that you are going to write down and collect your daily accomplishments in a jar. And this is great, especially if you have ADHD, because it is something you can touch. You can pull the pieces of paper out of the jar and read back everything that you've accomplished throughout the week. And instead of beating yourself up saying, oh, well, I didn't get this done, and just going off memory where you've forgotten all of the things that you actually did accomplish, you will have this success jar where you can see like, oh yeah, I did get that done. Oh yeah, I did do that. And it boosts your confidence because instead of remembering all the things you didn't get done, now you're going to be able to remember all of the things you did get done. And we're going to focus on that. The third strategy I have for you to increase your confidence is to have a playlist. So I suggest creating a playlist of empowering songs that you can listen to whenever you need a confidence boost. So if you're feeling pretty blah, but there's things that you need to get done, or there's a decision you need to make, and you're really just not feeling your best, you're not feeling like you are confidently able to get these things done, then listening to some of your favorite songs that really make you feel like a boss, they really just put you in a mood, they make you feel empowered. Listening to those songs can really help you go after whatever it is that you're wanting to go after so that you can get it done confidently without second guessing yourself, without having all of this self-doubt, without being, you know, having all of this fear. Listening to this playlist will help you confidently make your decisions. The fourth way to boost your confidence is to embrace your failures and look at them as stepping stones. And one thing that I like to think that helps me boost my confidence is that there is only one way to fail, and that's not trying at all. As long as you try, you're not going to fail. You're just going to learn, and you're either going to learn to do it better, or you're going to learn that maybe this isn't what I wanted anyways, but I'm happy I tried. So the only way you can really fail is not trying at all and always wondering, what if I had the courage to do this? What if I was confident enough to go after whatever it is that I wanted to go after? So instead of letting the fear of failure hold you back, just remember that you're not going to fail unless you do nothing at all. You either get the result that you wanted or you learn the lesson that you needed. And keep this in mind too, that success is a terrible teacher. We don't learn a lot if everything goes exactly how we want it to go. We have to embrace things that don't go our way so that we can learn to solve problems. If everything in life is going perfectly exactly how we want it to go, we don't build that resilience or that character trait where we're able to just bounce back after something bad happens. So if everything is going perfectly, you're not really learning the lessons you need to learn in life to make it through difficult times. So just think of your failures, quote unquote failures, as those lessons that you needed to learn so that you can do better next time. And the fifth way that I have to boost your confidence is to be nicer to yourself. To use affirmations, positive affirmations, and choose to believe more empowering thoughts. There are times when I'm working on my business and I'll think something like, oh, you don't even know how to do that. Why are you even trying? And that is such a discouraging belief that doesn't boost my confidence in myself, that doesn't make me feel empowered. It just makes me feel like a victim. So I choose to believe more empowering things like, I don't know how to do this right now, but I'm going to figure it out. And that boosts my confidence and lets me know that, hey, we don't have it all figured out right now, but we can figure it out. We are smart enough to figure it out. So I just try to be more aware of the thoughts that I'm thinking. And I ask myself, is this thought empowering me? Is this thought boosting my confidence and making me feel like I can achieve whatever I want to achieve? Or is this thought putting me in the victim mindset where things are just happening and I have no control over it? I'm just going through life with no direction. I'm a victim and I don't have any control over anything. I don't want to feel like that. I want to feel empowered. Therefore, I choose to think empowering thoughts that are going to help me accomplish whatever it is I want to accomplish. If you don't take anything else away from this episode, I want you to start paying attention to how you're talking to yourself and stop and say, is this thought helpful? Is this making me a victim, or is this thought helping me accomplish what I want to accomplish? So just take a second to stop and be aware of the things that you are saying to yourself, so that if you are thinking thoughts that put you in a victim mentality where things are just happening to you and you have no control over them, you can flip that and start thinking thoughts that empower you and boost your confidence and make you feel like you are in control of your life. If you need help with this, go ahead and grab the 21-Day Glow Up Challenge. That will help you boost your confidence and become the best version of yourself. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.